Jeff Homestead is an environmental attorney and has been working on clean air issues for 2 decades now. He led the air division of the Environmental Protection Agency under the Bush administration and has worked on some of the most significant environmental regulations in the nation's history. He says the current climate change bill is the biggest thing he's seen.
It's a big deal, much bigger than really any other environmental legislation or regulation that people have had to deal with in the past.
Homestead says the stakes are just so high. He says the costs could reach into the hundreds of billions of dollars for American businesses.
There's just also enormous amounts of uncertainty as to how we would fundamentally change our society, which has really grown up largely using fossil fuels, and whether we can truly switch away from that in the kind of time frame that people are talking about.
But a shift away from fossil fuels isn't scaring off everybody. Some businesses are actually lobbying for climate change legislation.
Climate change is real.
But solving it is a real opportunity.
This commercial is not made by a bunch of tree huggers, liberals, or Al Gore. It stars the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce and corporate CEOs from Deere & Company and Eaton Corporation. Eaton makes everything from circuit breakers to hoses to hybrid trucks.
Yeah, Eaton is a power management company that sales about $15 billion and 70,000 employees worldwide.
That's Joe Wolfsberger. He's in charge of environmental programs at Eaton. The company wants Congress to approve climate change legislation and to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Wolfsberger says it could be a great kickstart for the economy and help create jobs.
But we also see a very big opportunity for Eaton and other companies, especially in this power management area, where we'll be able to provide solutions for people to help reduce their greenhouse gas emissions going forward, to help reduce the amount of fuel they consume on the road as part of their operations.
The company has already created new hybrid transmissions for delivery trucks. They're used in a lot of UPS, FedEx, and Walmart trucks. Wolfsberger says it improves gas mileage 50 to 70%. Wolfsberger says a lot of companies are still questioning whether climate change is real. He says Eaton CEO Alexander Cutler gets asked about that a lot.
His response to him is that, it doesn't really matter if the data is good or not. It doesn't really matter if it's a normal climatic cycle. The question is, if you as a company can do better, you should do better.
But that may be easy to say when your company will benefit from climate change legislation. It's a lot tougher when your business is producing natural gas or making steel and depends on heavy use of fossil fuels. Environmental attorney Jeff Homestead says the price of reducing greenhouse gases is going to be a lot higher for these types of companies if a bill passes. He says that's what the debate is all about.
Should we be spending, $100 billion a year? Should we be spending $1 trillion a year? Most people believe we could significantly reduce our CO2 emissions. It's just a question of how much we're willing to pay and also what we get for that.
And this is what Congress will be debating in the coming months, whether the possibility of higher energy bills is worth the chance to have a more stable climate and more energy independence. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.